Late last week, Homer Republican Sarah Vance posted a 7-minute video reading letters she had received from Homer High School students. The student council coordinated the letter writing campaign, and in the video, Vance complained that many students apparently didn't address her by her proper title.
None of them have addressed me as Representative or Representative Vance. Not a one.
Many of the messages urged Vance to oppose Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed cuts to K-12 education. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has warned the governor's budget would force it to eliminate sports and extracurricular activities. Vance said she sympathized with after-school programs.
But I contend that perhaps we need to focus on academia. Do I want sports and extracurriculars? Absolutely. But if our children are having trouble as high schoolers communicating well with their leaders, then we are missing something. If all they see is the value of our school is sports and extracurriculars.
Homer's high schoolers were not pleased with Vance's response. Backlash on social media snowballed, and Vance apologized and removed the video on Sunday.
So until she'll understand the message that we're sending, I'm not ready to accept any kind of apology, nor am I really looking for an apology. I'm looking for understanding.
That's Homer Senior Avram Salzman. He's student body president and one of the organizers of the letter writing campaign that was paid for by the student council. He said the student council wanted students to write both Senator Gary Stevens and Representative Vance, no matter their opinion on the budget.
Because we think that, you know, being involved is sort of the whole point of our organization. So however we can support students doing that, that's what we want to do.
While Salzman notes that his comments do not represent everyone on the student council, he says students had a simple message for Vance.
I think that a healthy balance of extracurriculars, sports, and academics are what create the best kind of people.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District projects that it would lose at least $22 million under the governor's proposed budget. District spokeswoman Peggy Erkenef said that would force the closure of swimming pools, theaters, and potentially a half a dozen schools on the Kenai Peninsula.
And when I say that, it would dramatically change the face of education, and we don't want that to happen. With this list, we're still $5 million shy of reaching the $22.4 million.
The school board has scheduled a budget workshop on March 21st, and it has until April 1st to forward its budget proposal to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. But there's a lot of uncertainty involved. That's because both deadlines are well before the legislature is expected to pass a state budget. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.